At Capella University, learning the right skills could make a difference. That's why our business programs teach you relevant skills you can take from the courseroom to the workplace. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
When raising a Pacifico beer with friends you just met turns into hitting up their friend's local art show, getting inspired to create something together, and painting your first mural, you found what was waiting for you. Pacifico. Life's waiting. 21 plus only. Discover responsibly. Pacifico Clara Beer. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now it's getting closer to that time of year again, and it's, for me, for one, I can't wait. So much of what we do and love about Christmas is based around the food and drink that we get to share with those we love. So for this week's industry review, I wanted to speak to three producers of food products that have put a slight twist on them with Christmas in mind. I'm delighted to welcome James Burke. He's the network manager of the Dublin food chain. And people who work with James are Andrew Brady from Garnacka. Kyle Petrie is also here from Open Hive Honey. And Laura McCarthy from Drink Botanicals also joins us. So, James, I'd maybe ask you to introduce our guests. But firstly, before we do that, could you tell me about the Dublin food chain and what it does and what it sets out to achieve?
Thanks, Bobby. This has almost become a bit of an annual pilgrimage where we come with the food. So the Dublin food chain, I suppose, is an umbrella for all that is good in food in Dublin. It's a business-to-business network. And there's nearly 2,000 members, and they would be made up of everything from a cafe to producers to restaurants. And I suppose the whole idea is to promote all that is good in food in Dublin. And there's a lot more. We associate maybe some of the rural parts of Ireland with great food, but Dublin has more than its fair share, and it's growing at a rapid rate. We can't, there's a program called Food Starter, which is to support new food producers coming up. And they are now full as soon as they go up online. There are so many. There's one coming up on January, run by Dublin City Local Enterprise Office, and they are full. We've had to put on Saturday ones because people that are working from Monday to Friday can't attend them sometimes.
And you're going to introduce our guests shortly, but what's in it for them? What do you do that helps them get their products on the shelves, get their products to the market?
I suppose at the earlier stage, it's all about understanding the potholes that are in the road ahead and the trouble that there could be. It's a tricky journey. And I suppose a lot of what those programs do is flag and say, look, this is what you need to be thinking about, you know, doing your numbers, the margins, how to get your product out there, and then marketing and promoting it. So there's quite a bit of a list of stuff.
It's, you know, and things like pricing and, you know, getting into multiples, they're all things that small businesses struggle with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very often it's a journey. Someone might start at a farmer's market and might see that as the full outcome. But then as they get confident, will say, actually, no, I'm going to supply retail or I'm going to supply hotels or restaurants.
Okay. So will we start with Andrew Brady from Garnacka then?
Yes. So Andrew and Andrea, his partner, have a great story. It's a Mexican-Irish story of authentic Mexican salsas, which is a wonderful to have that made here locally in Dublin. And Laura then from Drink Botanicals. Laura has gone on quite a journey and starting in Ranelagh with originally a little gin kit and now to having a global presence with lots of her products, which are targeted now at the food service sector and the bars and the cocktail industry. And then Kyle is here and all things natural and of the bee and honey is the story here. And Kyle has done some great stuff, I suppose, in bringing the honey proposition to the consumer and explaining, you know, that wonderful complexity is there. This is a real natural product, unadulterated.
OK, let's go back to Andrew then from Garnacha. Andrew, love has a part to play in this. Love with a Mexican lady, is that right?
Yeah, well, how we decided to start the business was when we were getting married in Mexico. Andrea's obviously from Mexico, so we took 6 months and we were travelling around, and while we were there decided that we need to bring salsa back to Ireland.
And in terms of then making salsa, I suppose, widening out the appeal of salsa, which is probably something that you're trying to do, are there places that it can be incorporated that we should be looking at?
Yeah, so...
I get the Christmas dinner, for instance.
Well, if you want to mix it into your gravy, you can.
Does salsa have a place at the Christmas dinner?
Maybe not on the Christmas dinner, because unless you want to mix it with your gravy, but...
But maybe the turkey enchiladas might work.
Yeah, exactly. The next day, if you have your leftover turkey, you could make enchiladas, throw all your leftovers into a wrap and pour some salsa over the top and make enchiladas.
Yeah, yeah. Good, good, good story. And business is good with you, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. We just got into a load of Tesco's. Got into 43 Tesco's. We started off in the Food Academy, so that was 16 Super Values. And then we've been building slowly, getting into some independent shops. And yeah, in November, we got into Tesco.
Good man. Okay, stay with us. Laura McCarthy's also with us from Drink Botanicals. Laura, you've brought in an array of wonderful... Firstly, tell me about this cocktail-making kit with all the dried fruits for the cocktails that people might make at Christmas. This is absolutely beautifully packaged, and your marketing is really, really, and your product displays are really, really sensational.
Thank you, Bobby. Yes, I suppose our cocktail kit here, and I suppose the cocktail kit here in front of you is one of our best sellers at Christmas. Especially direct to consumer. But on top of that, we also do a wide range of dehydrated fruit, from dehydrated passion fruit slices all the way up to freeze-dried raspberries, and a range of natural-based syrups as well.
And can all these just be held at ambient temperature? They don't need to be
exactly
chilled or frozen or anything like that.
That's the other side of it. So all of our dried fruit has a shelf life of 2 years, which reduces fruit waste. And especially in the hospitality industry, we noticed that many bartenders were having a lot of fruit waste, and we wanted to have a solution for them to remove the burden of them having to cut up their own fruit from scratch, putting in a dehydrator. So we see ourselves as kind of like a one-stop solution for these bartenders to reduce the preparation time and everything.
And the process of dehydrating and drying out fruit is relatively straightforward.
It is, yes. But the other side of that is it's time consuming. So people don't have the time for that. So we kind of offer them a solution for doing that. So it's taken off hugely. We're in multiple hotel, 5-star hotels across the country, and also in the UK and Amazon in the US, and also just launched recently in the UAE through a distributor called Safco International. So it's been an incredible journey, and I suppose I'm looking forward to 25 as well.
So ultimately, do you see this as an export business primarily?
100%. Yeah. Over 50% of our turnover this year was export markets.
Great.
Be it in the UK, the US. We're third bestseller in our category in the US, which is pretty special for a small Irish business.
Unbelievable. That's
our dehydrated
statistic.
Oranges. So, yeah, it's very exciting.
Well done. Stay with us. I want to talk honey now, because there's a bit of a buzz off my next guest, Kyle Petrie from The Open Hive. Kyle, you've come in with three very distinct looking honeys here. What are we looking at here?
So one of the Open Hive is primarily focused on conservation, and one of the beautiful things of having a conservation program that involves honeybees is the byproduct is you get these delicious honeys. So we have three types of honey produced here. So starting from left to right there, we have a spring honey, which is a soft set honey. So it's basically churned for 2 weeks to give it a lovely buttery, velvety consistency.
It's amazing, and it's almost white in colour.
It is. It looks really different from most of the honeys that you know, but really good on sourdough or toast, or, you know, like a spreadable honey. And then our main seller there in the middle is our typical sort of runny honey, a summer blossom honey. This one's from Cherrywood, from the Windy Ridge Nurseries Garden Centre.
I know as well. They do great work up there.
They do.
Beautiful garden centre.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then the third one is our heather honey from the Sally Gap. So we bring the bees up on their holidays in August to the Sally Gap for 3 weeks, and they forage just on the heather, and then we bring them back down again.
What amazes me about these honeys is that, you know, that they can be so different in taste, in profile, in colour.
Absolutely.
Something that's, you know, where bees are in heather or they're in an urban environment versus, it really follows through to the end product.
Absolutely. You can literally taste the flowers in it, depending on what they're on.
What about, you'd say it's conservation-led, companies embracing you, managing hives and roofs of industrial buildings and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is that end of the business still going well?
It is going really well. So we work with companies like Google, PressUp, and a few even restaurants and smaller businesses, local Irish businesses that want to do something positive. So we're focused on the conservation of our native Irish honeybee. And, you know, one of the things that the companies get to do is go and actually experience the bees. And that's one of our best sellers, actually, is at Christmas as well. We sell beekeeping experiences with Windy Ridge Nurseries, where someone gets to go do a honey tasting and suit up and actually meet the bees.
What a great way to do it.
If there's someone you don't know what to get them for Christmas or they've got everything, that's the thing to buy them.
Yeah. And going back to the honeys, would you mind if I taste one here?
Because please do.
I just looking at this, I can't resist it. So maybe explain what I'm tasting here.
So this is the soft set. So this is from Newcastle in County Wicklow. So we bring the bees to the oilseed rape, that really bright yellow crop that you see in early spring. And the bees are foraging on 300 acres of that. And that sets naturally very hard. It crystallizes. So in order to stop that from happening, we put it in this churn, which controls the crystallization and makes this velvety, really
special. I can't believe how good that tastes. That's really, really superb. Back to Garnacha. In terms of Garnacha, isn't that the
word? Garnacha, yeah.
Garnacha. What does Garnacha mean?
So it's like Mexican street food.
Okay. So in terms of your salsas and your range of products, what have you currently in stock and where do you hope to bring the range?
So besides you there, we have our three salsas. There's a peanut salsa, a chipotle salsa, and a habanero salsa.
I nearly missed them with the honey. So, my bad.
So three different heat levels. The peanut is the mildest, then the chipotle is in the middle, and habaneros are spiciest. And you can cook with all these as well. So you could make chicken wings, you could put them into quesadillas, fajitas, even into a pot of chili con carne. And they're all just vegetables. We don't use any chemical preservatives or anything nasty like that. So
I've never had a peanut salsa before. That is absolutely beautiful.
Thank you very
much. It's you can clearly taste the beautiful nutty flavour coming through the spices. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it's peanuts and chipotle chilies. And then on the next ones, like, they're low in calories and they're low sugar as well. So they're nice and healthy as well as.
Do they all go out at the same price or do retailers sell them at different prices?
The recommended, the habanero and chipotle are in around €5 and the peanut is €6.50.
Good value. Well done. That's great. Laura, I want to come back to the your own product and your own range. You also do a range of syrups. The premium sour cherry syrup here. Typically, how would that be served in a cocktail?
Absolutely. So on the back of each bottle of syrup, we give recommended serving suggestions for consumers to make easy ready-made cocktails at home. But not just for cocktails. Our products are not just for cocktails. Very versatile in that they can be, like, for our syrups are also used in lemonades for garnishing desserts, and as well as our range of dried fruit. It's so versatile, tea infusions, but also kind of garnishing cake decorations and everything. So
there's a wider range than just cocktails, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. So it's funny, like, reading our reviews on Amazon, some people are using our oranges are great for wreath decorations, but also garnishing food and everything. So yeah. I suppose it was great for the business to diversify from one product that started my local off license in Ranelagh to then diversifying into over 50 products, but a wide variety of uses they can be used for. And as you can see there, Bobby, let me think what you know.
I now have in front of me the premium sour cherry syrup, and I'm actually using the long cocktail maker spoon to maybe just have a little sip of this. Oh, that brings me back. That's a bang of cherries off that. Yeah, that's great. I can now, we're not drinking alcohol here because it's only 12:20 in the morning. But the sour cherry, that would be lovely in a vodka-based cocktail or something.
Indeed, yes. And there's over 30 servings per bottle. And I suppose we went about doing the syrups that they are more natural ingredients in them rather than artificial flavourings and colourings. And then as well, we do a lot of other products for Christmas, mulled wine.
Isn't it funny that you start out on your journey, you start with, I think it was a gin fusion kit, and then you end up, as you say, with 50 products. Now, they're all probably related in some way, but you probably never thought when you started first day that this was going to bring you on this product journey, let's call it.
Absolutely not. No, I was 20 at the time studying marketing in TU Dublin. And I had this idea that I wanted to bring a gin fusion kit to market. And then I suppose the gin market started to slowly decline, but it also kind of gave me an opportunity to step back and think, okay, what's next? What do consumers want? And it was only when the bartenders were finding it was very time consuming doing their own fruit. So we went into that kind of industry. But it's, I suppose you always have to think of what's next.
Yeah.
Diversifying and thinking what the consumers want. I think you have to be out in the marketplace talking to consumers and seeing.
And when you've just got one product, you, people are always wanting to have something else. Like, to have a suite of products gives you so much more, I suppose, collective selling power.
Absolutely. And yeah. 100%. And it broadens your market reach. And I think getting off the island of Ireland as well is incredibly important. And that's where the support of the local enterprise office comes in and Enterprise Ireland to help you scale your business yeah. outside of Ireland, which is great.
James, thanks for bringing these three guests in here, because, again, the quality of all the products here in deep, very different categories, but all leading edge, you know, Irish, Dublin-based food products. It really is impressive.
Yeah, and what's interesting here is just as I'm enjoying the guys talking there, there's three companies at different levels on their journey. There is Well Down the Road, and, you know, Open Hive is kind of mid, where Garnacha are a newer business. And it, what Laura referred to there in terms of supports from the local enterprise office underpin all of this. So whether it's the courses like the Food Starter, or there's another one for anyone out there now, sitting there now saying, look, I'm thinking about starting a food business. There's a thing called the Digital School of Food. It's provided online. It's an e-learning platform provided free by the local enterprise office. So Digital School of Food. And you can do an hour today, 2 hours tomorrow. It's pre-recorded. That would give people a first toe in the water.
Yeah, and it's a nice way to kind of maybe just maybe sense check what you have, or see if you're prepared to go on the journey. It just brings you a bit closer.
Exactly. A lot of it is about steps of the stairs as well, that somebody starts at a modest level with a smaller number of products and then tests consumer reaction really and goes on the journey from there. I mean, if you think of Open Hive, Kyle is straight off hot foot from here to gifted in the RDS and to feed and sell to the multitudes.
Tell us a little bit about that, Carl, if you would. Gifted. I heard about it. I didn't get to go, but was it a good experience?
Yes, yeah, so we were just there yesterday and today, but it was busy when we were in there yesterday, and we're hoping that the storm hasn't put too many people off.
And what sort of level of exhibitors are there? Or
there's a lot of people. Wide range, there's hundreds of craft and food, so it's a great place if you're looking for Christmas presents to get in and get them all in one place.
Yeah, well, there's a shout out for that. If you can brave the wind and get out there today, it's maybe not a bad thing to do, because, and a lot of the products are food based, gift based, craft based. So, you know, you'll be buying Irish. Absolutely. And you'll be supporting local. So what a nice thing to, where's it on again?
The RDS.
RDS, yeah. Last quick word to you, James, just maybe to wish our guests here, our food producers, a bit of encouragement on their journey. I love this time of year, and I always love when you come in with new food ideas. So maybe just maybe some parting words to impart to our guests that we have here.
Yeah, and I think, look, it is that journey that I talked about earlier, and having the confidence initially to start out. And it's tricky when you start out and there's many obstacles, you know, but there's plenty of help there via the local enterprise office to overcome those. There's plenty of mentoring, workshops and programs. And then it will take you on a journey itself. The consumer will actually guide you. The consumer will tell you what's working and what's not working.
Right.
And I think that's the message.
Well, thank you again, and my thanks to Andrew Brady from Garnacha, Kyle Petrie from Open Hive, and Laura McCarthy from Drink Botanicals. Thank you all, and I wish you a happy Christmas and plenty of sales. That's what I wish you all.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr,
brought to you by Bank of Ireland,
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.